Congressman Yoder's receipts topped $2.7 million, according to his latest campaign finance filings. He has more than $1.8 million of that still on hand to try to fend off a challenge from Democrats who think voter frustration with President Donald Trump will make Republicans vulnerable in the 2018 elections. GOP political action committees are opening their checkbooks for Yoder. The finance industry is too, along with other major corporate givers such as AT&T and Koch Industries. By contrast, the two leading Democrat fundraisers have pulled in just half of that combined. Those candidates are Tom Nierman and Brent Welder, who reported in the neighborhood of $700,000 each in total receipts. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.